Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Welcome back, sailors, to the Lucky Die. Previously, Fazea checks out her new galley, Laffian is assigned a less glamorous job, Ral meets with a carpenter, Squash messes with control flames, and Zoltana meets two kindred spirits. As the team get used to their new boss and their new method of transport, they talk with the captain and begin work as apprentice sailors, preparing themselves for a long and dangerous voyage to Geata. What is this infection in Squash's arm? What does Fazea know that will help them get them safely to Geata? And why is this crew so friendly with Ra? I guess we're about to find out. Welcome back to the Lucky Die.
The next day is, Zoltana, you didn't exactly get a long rest overnight, you were busy, but you get to go to sleep during the day. It is blowing a storm when you go. When the others get up, as you say hello, goodbye, as you eat your dinner, they eat their breakfast. The storm is getting intense. You can feel it, like, shaking everything around you. The waves are getting that much worse, but, you know, your helmsman, they know what they're doing. They're going into those waves. They're doing this right. But they do warn you that today needs to be one of those days that you batten down the hatches and there's no time for another day of learning the ropes. You are on the job today. It's a difficult, rough day. You are worked to the bone from the moment you get up to the moment that you take 10 minutes to have maybe some food, maybe some water, and then you're straight back out there again. Today is hard and today is long. This day passes exactly like that. A few minor cuts, a few minor bruises. Knots tied, not quite correctly, the wrong knot in the wrong place. But all things considered, you get through the day. Squash!
I think today, I'm going to say it's like a 16-hour day.
Yeah, pretty much.
I think Squash reaches the hammock, and before he can even consider doing something, he's just out. Okay. I've had those kind of days, the day where like you woke up and you did not get 30 minutes to eat food. You had 15 minutes and then you had to start working. And yep. I know how you like how it is. Like you you don't even remember taking your clothes off. You wake up the next day and it's already time to go again.
Yeah, that is pretty much the extent of it. In that case, Squash, you get to delay the inevitable by one, however much longer you're delaying it by.
Is the storm still going by the time we go to bed?
Yeah, the storm is intense. Zoltana, this night is so much worse than the night before. It is heavy. There is lightning out in the distance, and the Swobords are just concerned. They're short to the point. They're still running around like crazy people doing their like physical exercises, but they're spending a lot more time making sure that the mast is full, that they rein it in when it needs to be. They're genuinely worried, and you can pick that up very quickly, even though you can no longer communicate the same way as you did before.
I'm joining on this shift because reasons.
Because I'm a kobold. You can join in on
the
shift.
Yeah, because I'm a kobold and also storm.
Yeah.
I'm making food today for like with a create food thingy. Because I don't have time to cook.
No time to cook. No. As you all appear at the dinner / breakfast table, food just literally appears. You get to shove it down your face and go back out again. That's the extent of today. Yeah, absolutely. Fasea can absolutely join them in for the night watch as well. The storm is getting intense. And from your experience of storms and your particular connection to storms and everything like this at sea, you know that this is only the beginning. This is going to get more intense and it's going to get harder. So the next day comes through. It is worse. Zoltana, you are absolutely allowed to sleep, but you may also decide to stay up with them during this day.
I want to sleep. I was going
to
say, I've probably been sleeping during the days to stay up like overnight for the watches. So same.
Yeah. The two kobolds, they don't stop for a few hours into like when they should definitely be sleeping. Like them and the two dragonborn are just running around like crazy people. The carpenter asks for Rao's help in securing parts of the boat. And as all of you look up at the mast, you begin to realize that there's a horrible creaking sound. What do you all want to do?
Is it at full canvas, or have they, like, raised the sails even remotely?
They've pulled it up, otherwise this thing is going to blow away.
When you say creaking sound, do you mean it sounds like the mast itself is breaking?
Yes. It sounds like the main mast is cracking and breaking. You can't see to the very top of the rigging itself. Squash probably may be the only person who's made it up there. Neither the kobolds nor the dragonborn want to risk such a maneuver. But yeah, this thing is beginning to crack and break.
That's a problem.
So I've heard before, I think in a book or something, I read before that they take out the mast sometimes in really hard storms. Is that a thing? So it doesn't break?
I believe so. I believe it is something that could be done.
Is there a way we can save it, though? Because I'm just coming across no ideas. I don't have anything.
Well, no, Kessie's got the right of it. It's not that you're taking the mast itself down. You're taking the, I can't remember what the fucking name it is. The actual, like, the bar that goes across the mast that the rigging is connected to.
Mm-hmm. You take all the weight off of it, basically?
Right. You're taking that horizontal bar.
Oh, I thought they take the pole. They take it out of the, I don't know.
The whole mast itself usually goes all the way through the ship down into the hold, though. You wouldn't take that down. You would take that horizontal bar down so that there's less wind resistance.
The other thing that I would think that we should do is get like some kind of, because usually when a mast breaks, it doesn't break completely off. It usually like ends up swinging around.
We can replace one of those bars easier than the whole damn thing. So taking the weight off by removing the sails is probably super smart. All that fabric weight.
Okay. Can I have two of you, whomever wishes to do this, please take a strength check to undo basically get your ass up there in a horrible storm. Yes, I would normally say that climbing would be, you could get away with acrobatics, but today is not that day. This is going to be an athletics check.
Can I maybe do something like either control the water or the wind to like create a counter friction, so it's a little bit less rough for the time yes. where they will do it? Take the mask off?
Absolutely. Yeah, you can absolutely get in touch with the storm that is going on and just be like, yo, back off, and create that like counterpoint of what is going on so that they have an easier time of doing this. In that case, it won't be a disadvantage. It can just be done straight.
Am I affected by difficult terrain? Even being that I can run up walls and that is not technically even climbing. It is just some more terrain, just vertical.
Still on a boat.
I mean, fair.
Still on a boat.
We're not talking about ground that is like, you put your foot down and actually you go into it much further. No, this entire thing is like, it's still going to be, it's going to be difficult.
Well, it's windy and all that. Yeah.
Who would be most qualified to be the one ones dismantling this?
It would probably be the two Dragonborn, but any additional help would make things easier.
Yeah, Ra's
I'll go
try
up
because
I'm
up
strong.
There.
Okay, in that case, then...
Zoltana for one.
I'm going to teleport Rahl, Zoltana, and the two Dragonborn. Like, I'm just going to reach out to all of them, and we're just going to teleport up there.
Up onto the rib.
Like, where the crow's nest is? I assume that would be the closest to the rigging with enough stable landing.
That would be, like... Yeah, that would be, like, the only place that you could, like, if you try to get them on those beams, yeah, I would be like, this is going to be super tough, like, they aren't impossible because the boat is still moving, but...
Okay, I drop my side points, I reach out, and we all just teleport up to the top.
Can I get them Shield of Faith?
Okay, then. I don't think
I'd hold on to that one.
Help that much, but the controlling of the wind is definitely the bigger action you can do right now. Okay, in that case, can I please have Rahl and have Zoltana make an athletics check for me, please?
I made one. It's a 14.
Damn, nice.
Is this a save?
Athletics.
Being teleported? No,
just an athletics check. Okay. No save.
16 with a plus 0, okay. So not bad.
And continuing in on this group check, I'm going to add my two Dragonborn babes.
Oof.
Okay. One of them got significantly higher than the other. however, being that this is a group check, thankfully Zoltana and thankfully Ra were there. As you kind of see one of the Dragonborns begin to slip, the elder of the two, and they just kind of like let go, but one of you managed to literally just grab it and just hold it and stop it from falling any further. And between the four of you, you managed to very, as carefully as you can, get this mast down without losing anything or breaking anything. You will now be traveling at a slightly diminished speed, but you can at least travel at speed in the future should this slightly mystical, maybe not storm, continue on. All right, you have saved the mast. Good job.
Laughing climbs back down and just wipes so much sweat off.
Rahl jumps down.
Rahl jumps down and breaks his leg. No, it's fine. No, you'll manage to get down perfectly fine.
The slow fall loses momentum. He falls off the boat.
I fall too slow and the boat just leaves me.
That's what I was thinking. Wait.
No. No.
I don't like swimming.
Spectre.
No.
Rahl, you can run on water, you idiot.
I haven't discovered that yet. This is not happening.
Bloopers.
Sorry. Yeah, y'all managed to save the mast. That's the big event of the day, trying to figure out how to solve the issue of not losing parts of the boat, you know, to the storm. Zoltana, you and the kobolds can go get some rest. And as you kind of begin to, you know, wake up again for your evening shift, you've only actually had a few hours sleep today. I would like you to roll a religion check, please. Some of your followers are trying to get in contact.
21.
A 21. As you kind of like begin to wake up, you realize that most other people in this world are beginning to go to sleep. So it makes sense that as you now wake for evening, they are praying as they go to bed. And you hear a voice which is actually familiar to you. And he says,
Dear Zoltana, hopefully you're hearing me. I don't know if you accept me yet, but I hope you do. I need your help. There's this guy, and we had the voting down, and mysteriously all the votes for me fell into the sea. And now he's won. I know he's done something. I just need your help to get a little bit of vengeance, and then I can become true mayor of Chatvok. Honorino.
Zoltana, like, grimaces?
Surprised he didn't get the popular vote. Oof.
Big shocker. I'm surprised he didn't rig it himself.
Yeah.
True, how did
Maybe, like, at the end, they only had, like, two votes. Like, one and one.
They each voted for themselves.
Maybe he threw them into the sea, but he threw the wrong ones into the sea. Like, oops.
It is entirely up to you, Zoltana, how you want to take this, but this is the prayer that Honorino is sending you.
Can I insight check that prayer?
Absolutely, you can.
I got a 16.
He seems genuine. He seems like he genuinely is unhappy and annoyed that someone has done something to him to make him not win this vote. You think he's being genuine.
If I find out that he's just freaking trying to use my powers against people that haven't wronged him, I will be going back to Chatvok immediately and smiting the shit out of him.
Vengeance.
That is a fair judgment.
That's the thing. That's got to be in Zoltana's tenets. If you try to use your powers of vengeance against someone just because you're mad at them and not because they've like actually wronged you, like hurt time.
You shall be smoked.
It's time to bring on the hurtin'.
It needs to be vengeance, not petty.
What is Zoltana going to do when like the evil villain at the end of the day is like, darn, my plans were foiled. I demand vengeance and praise to you. And you're like, fine, sure. And then you're just helping the evil villains who have had bad days.
Look, I have...
It's righteous. Holy
I have judgment. I have judgment and holy vengeance. Is righteous.
Everybody knows God's play favorites.
Yeah, I'm not going to help villains. Like, Honorino, I don't think Honorino... Listen, I don't think Honorino
Nothing
is...
Nothing with gods is clear cut, especially before they're gods yet.
I don't think Honorino is actually... Like, he's not a good guy, but I think that he has, like, the potential to be a better guy.
He's not the worst.
Yeah. He's not fucking Dravos. Like, if Dravos, like, suddenly converted to Zoltanaism and, like, started praying to me and being like, hey, I need help with this vengeance, I'd be like, you're on your own, fuck nuts.
I'm really mad at this paladin who ruined my plans.
I'm not even sure, to be fair, Adet would forgive him. So, yeah, how would you like, or what advice would you like to give to Honorino?
I'm thinking, because... I'm trying to think what would be the best way to get vengeance in that situation.
Maybe because the guy I'm from has America, an unfortunate
so
accident.
That shit happens all the time. So,
he can, of course, wait upon his goddess's pleasure for her to send help. I can give you some time for that.
I mean, I feel like there's got to be a way to get, like, if we get the guy to, like, confess in, like, a public way. But I don't know what the technology... Like, that would be the equivalent
zone of truth. You can gift upon him a singular zone of truth.
I will do that.
Yeah, that works. My head, you could make him make it in there.
In my head, it's like there's like this whole... Because I am also very petty, there is just a whole scenario being concocted in my head of like Honorino like getting someone to go and like gain this guy's trust. Or paying someone who already has this guy's trust to talk about it, but like secretly broadcasting it. But we don't have broadcast equipment in magical fantasy world. Mm-mm. So, yeah.
But we do have zones of truth and we also have compel. So, yeah, it's a possibility.
I will gift him a singular use of zone of truth.
Okay. So, in theory, if you are like gifting your spells and stuff, then we just tick that off as like one of your spell slots used for the day.
Okay. I don't know what kind. I don't think I have Zone of Truth.
It's
oh, I do. It's I believe a it's a second
paladin
level,
thing.
I do have
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly. So just tick that one off and then
Usually this happens at the end of the day, but your day-night has to shift slightly, so we'll just deal with it as it is. Not a problem. Okay, thank you, Sultana. Anyone for anything else this evening?
It's been a long day. Meditate.
It has been a long day. Meditate, yo.
Carl was happy to help his carpenter friend.
Yeah.
His hands are extremely red. Like the palms of them.
Your carpenter friend, actually, he gives you a salve to put on your hands. I use it when my hands get a little bit, you know, for some of the stuff we use to fix things and indicates like the tar and all that good shit. He gives you this little salve that you can put on your hands, which makes them like less raw.
It's aloe. Nice.
Yeah, he wants to help.
We do have a couple sleep checks.
Yes, we do. So I believe you have two.
Yeah, we just do them all in one night.
Yeah, we'll just do two. We'll just do both now. Okay. Yeah, we'll just do both now.
All right, let's see if there's a hole in the boat.
Oh, boy.
You joke, but like,
no, I'm well aware this may happen.
There's a 1 in 10 chance.
It's a D10. Do it. Let's do it. Let's do it.
A 9.
Yep, you're fine.
And a 9.
You're fine both days. You have 11 more days left at D10.
Ooh, oh boy.
Yeah, thanks to Zoltana, you have 11 more days at D10. Otherwise, tomorrow you'll be on a D8, my friend. Okay. Squash, are you doing a thing?
I think Squash is aware of what happened last night, and he's just like, okay, I'm not going to fall asleep this time. And he gets out the book and gets in the hammock and falls asleep.
Okay. You delay the inevitable to another day.
One more day. Well, I think it's one more day until you give us a day that isn't a fucking nightmare.
So despite the fact that you probably haven't been practicing that much with the magic, the two runes that you have upon you, the light question mark and the control flames maybe. Yeah, question mark. The control flames one hasn't gotten any worse, but the one on the back of your hand is beginning to get a bit like that. As you kind of experiment with what the hell this was, it hurts. Like, every time you cast magic, both of these runes are beginning to throb and just be exceptionally painful. These are non-good. Okay. All right. On to the next day. What the hell do I have for this day?
Kill the
storm. I'm
going
to pray to the storm gods that the storm will die down.
I would like you to make a religion check,
though. Oh, no. Wait, did I click? There we go. 14.
A 14. On a 14. As you pray to the storm, the thing that is going on that seems to be never ending, you feel a connection with its rage, with its heart. And as you reach out to it, as you just kind of ask it to cut it out, you feel it lessen. The winds around you begin to howl a lot less. The strikes of lightning and the sound of thunder gets quieter and goes off into the distance, as if the storm itself is like making a 90 degree angle away from where you are. You have helped to calm the storm. It has in fact gone the other direction.
Pray.
The storm was mostly headed in that direction. I was going to give you guys one more day of shitty weather, but you have sent it upon its way.
Off you go.
Today is a calmer day.
Play somewhere else. You
the lack of sleep that you had from the night before, you feel like now you can actually rest.
Yes, thank you.
So you haven't stayed up a day, a night, and a day. You can get your long rest and relax it out. Yeah. Okay. The storm is going away. with the help of the two Dragonborn at the end of Zoltana and the two Swalbold shift, you manage to get the mast back up as the winds begin to die down. A little finagling to get them full again and to get them up properly. But the four of you learn how to put a mast back up, how to get all of the things back in the right place and what knots to tie. Before, it was more a frantic scrabble just to get the bloody thing down. Now they're taking the time to show you how to put it up properly. So you are learning things. And then the two kobolds and Zoltana may go to bed, should they wish. Today is a quieter day. The storms are clearing, and ahead of you, as you guys are heading north, you can see that the sky is, you can see it now. It's like a darker blue color. And the clouds themselves are going away. The storm is clearing. The waves themselves are getting less high, not as bad as they were before. And things are genuinely beginning to calm down. Maybe this sailing thing ain't so bad after all. At the end of this day, Raoul, can I make you make a check for this morning, please?
Bye.
Nine.
Hmm.
Blimey.
Is it truly random?
Ask the magic eight ball. The answer is nine.
The answer is nine. At the end of the day, as some of you decide to hit the hay, go to bed, as Laffian begins to slip into meditation, Laffian, you hear a voice in the back of your head. It's someone that you don't recognize. You've had sendings before.
Uh-huh.
And this one is message from Kythea. We are in Darkhammer Stronghold. Rowena, Kino leaders, me. We made it back. We're talking about Bikron's response. We're safe. Love you.
Okay, response is going to be... Fuck. Glad to hear you're all right. Let me know how things progress. We are very far out to sea. Wish me luck. Love you. And then immediately after that, he's not going to meditate and he's going to do locate or find creature again, because he just checked in on her and she was all the way on the islands. So he's like, all right, did they teleport? Uh-huh. Like, he wants to validate that.
Yep. Exactly as it was before. Now it's probably like even quicker than like your ability to find Kythea is becoming much quicker. And yeah, you find her in a place that is familiar to you. You find her in Darkhammer Stronghold.
Okay. All right. No, we're good then. We're good. We're good. We're fine. We're cool.
I see you trying to see through my plans. I'm not saying I'm going to do that, but you should maybe think that I might do that.
You know, it's almost like I DM regularly, and that is something I would do to my players.
Yeah.
Hey, here's a message that says that I'm fine in this place. But wait, were you elsewhere?
No. But wait, she is there.
But wait, there's more.
But wait, there's more. Zoltana, as you begin to wake for your next shift, you hear a very short prayer. You don't need to roll religion for this because this isn't a... You need to respond. You just hear...
Dear Zoltana, thank you. Best zone of truth ever. Honorino.
I want to know what happened. God.
V, please make this a side episode. Please make it like a 15-minute episode or something.
Remind me if we ever do something crazy like episode 200 where I have to do a bunch of backstories again.
No, this is going to be an audio drama.
Wait, all right, hold on. Wait, I'm going into our...
No.
Dates and QC.
Okay, you write that down. So yeah, Zoltana, you got thanked. Zoltana, I would also like you to roll a d20, please.
Four.
You have gained four new followers thanks to Honorino's stunt.
Nice.
done.
Whatever he has done, you have gained.
We're
going to
go back and there's going to be a statue of it. Whatever he did. The statue is going
to
be
right
the
next
man
to our statue.
Zone of, yeah,
it's he just already has be, a statue.
The statue is the man statue, he's yeah. zone of truth. He's just like, the man is trapped in a block of concrete and half of him is up top.
It's one of those giant glass blocks where you laser cut some like a motif into it. That's the
zone
of truth.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I'm sorry, are you saying that this guy is getting Hoffa'd?
He's getting concrete, the cement footed in the town square. He's becoming a statue in the square. He is the statue.
If that's
how
true,
he was zone truthed in public.
I'm saying if that's true, then Honorino is literally the worst mobster ever, because you don't do that shit in public.
I think he did it in public, though.
By the sound of it,
by the sound of it, this was an example.
He can zone a truth them in public, but he can't put it. You can't concrete shoe someone in public. That defeats the entire
but he
purpose.
Also is a mobster.
It takes like 5 hours for cement to settle, so it's like it's not a cool public stunt to do. Like once he's in the shoes, you can like parade him.
Okay, I clearly need to solve this issue. One day I will figure out exactly what he did. Okay, you're just like fuck. Well, I didn't have any clear plans, and now you guys are making me do this.
No. The only plan I had was ask Zoltana what to do.
Just message Travis and see what Travis would do.
Yep, I'll ask him. We'll see what happens. Okay. Stop. Squash, are you putting it off another day?
Nope.
Okay.
Going into it?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I think today was like a little bit of a simpler and more relaxing day. So at the end of it, Squaw's like isn't as deathly tired. So he actually gets a couple of minutes. And I think he takes the book and he sits down at like whatever dining table or like kind of recreational station they have for calmer moments. Yeah. And he's going to sit there and read by candlelight, and he's kind of messing around with control flames as he's trying to read along.
As you're messing with control flames, as you try to make it slightly brighter, it gets dimmer. As you try and like put it back to where it was before, it just melts so much faster than it did before. As you try and just stop whatever craziness is going on, you realize that you can't, and you can see that there's wax just beginning to rise up on the level of the table, but it's already solid. It's not making anything bad. Things are just wildly out of control. What part of the book are you going to read?
I'm pretty sure I've told you this. I'm doing it in chronological order.
Chronological order. All right.
So I'm not skipping around. I am not an insane person. I say as I prepare to take my Valium while studying.
Okay. You continue upon your path of whatever the hell it is that you are doing to yourself. You have been currently reading off and on for the last 3-ish days the chapter on cantrips, how to cast some very basic magics. Looking through it, you realize that, yes, what is here is definitely light, and the back of your hand just kind of tingles momentarily. You realize there are other very simple spells in here, things like Mage Hand, and that's something that you try to focus on. You try to focus on exactly what it is, what this looks like in rune form. Is it within a circle? Is this one different? Because this is a different school of magic, right? This isn't the same as fire. It's not evocation. It's something different. And as you begin to read through, it begins to explain a bit more that there are different schools, and the different schools themselves have different looks to their runes, a different language almost. This is what you are picking up as you are reading. Some point through the evening, you decide, hey, this is the first calm night. It's time for the old god's dream.
Yeah.
Okay. I need to know where everybody else is.
Meditating?
What? time of night is it?
Let's say like 10. It's like that time where you're early. Probably about to go to sleep. Yeah.
Brawl has his hands all covered in acid and he's doing wood project.
I'm going to say that the salve can be thick enough that it could protect your hand a little. So it's not like going completely raw, but it's enough, like it protects your hands enough. Yeah. It's better than it would be at least. Laffian, you can definitely be nearby meditating. So you can be like off and on paying attention to what's going on, but not focusing in on, just know that he's reading a book. Fazea?
Is this directly after the storm or a day after the storm?
This is like the day after the storm.
I think I'll probably be in bed. I probably got up once to make some food and then went straight back to bed because I had a double shift.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Zoltana, you would probably be up on deck if you're doing the night shift with the kobolds.
I am.
Yeah. It's another night where like they're doing... Have you ever done a beep test where you have to like run between the points between the beeps?
No.
Oh, blimey. That may just be a me thing. So there's something called like a bleep test or a beep test where the beeps get quicker and quicker, the time between them. And you have to run between certain points. And like it's an endurance thing plus how much speed can you keep going thing. They basically between them are beeping every now and then and you seem to pick up the rhythm and they just basically try and get to from one side of the ship to the other before the other one beeps. It's a really dumb game, but it's actually upping your strength and your endurance. So,
well, I will participate with them.
Yeah, they are very happy. Okay, important for me to know where y'all are because it will depend on what you see. All right, Squash, where do you want to start this God's Dream? This is the important one.
Mate, and we already did a thievery one, so how about an underdark one? How about an earth dark one?
An earth dark one. Okay, let me bring up world information. Squash's nightmare.
Oh, hey guys, I'm a subfolder. I've made it.
I literally have a subfolder called Squash's nightmare. All right, you are in the earth dark. Which yep. actually super helps because I wanted you to be with Crescent and with your... Oh my God, what the hell is his name?
I have their names written in my character. Here. Thank you.
Grishuk.
Yep. Cusack and... Yeah, no, wait.
Cusack's the town.
Yeah, Crescent and Grishuk.
Grishuk. Both serve better. And Crescent.
Yep.
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 My notes are a mess.
It's okay. I opened it and then immediately saw the two names I was looking for. You're in the earth dark. You are falling. You know that you're much, much younger than you were before. The rune, as you kind of like begin to fall, as you look up at the ceiling, you can see the rune, the last thing that you were studying in the book. And then you land, you hear the sound of breathers all around you. You feel two hands reach out and grab you. And they pull you upright, they pull you away. They tell you to be quiet. You can't see anything, you just hear people around you. Voices that Squash now knows to be Crescent and Grishuk, but back then, no idea. They run with you. They get you back on your feet and they push you and you pull you. You have no idea what's going on. You can't see a thing. Then you're sitting in a room. There's Crescent next to you. You know this to be a few months later. You begin to see things that you didn't see before. Your eyes have grown adjusted to the earth dark. Even the smallest amount of light. That's all you need. She's sitting next to you. It's the same room that we actually saw Squash speaking to Crescent's grandma. So, you gonna join us or are you gonna go back upstairs, you know? The daylight world.
Where are... Can you... How far away is Empty Shallows?
I don't know what Empty Shallows is.
It's where I'm from. It's like a town in a valley?
I can't help you. I'm sorry.
Do you know somebody on the surface that could help me?
We could... I mean, I could take you there. I mean, Grishuk knows the surface, all right? We could take you there. I mean, I could lend you a hand. And you see their hand go out and you see a rune. The same rune that you were studying before you fell asleep appear on her hand. Do you want this? And she offers her hand forward.
I feel like I need it.
Well, I can either give you this, you know, a real hand, or I can give you this. And she gives you, puts out her other hand, which doesn't have a rune on it. And she says, well, you could go back to this. I mean, this one hurts, and she indicates the magic, and this one don't. I mean, this one involves staying in the Earth Dot with us, and nothing bad will happen here. This one will. But it means you get to see light again, so...
But it hurts.
Everything hurts, babe.
I don't want to hurt anymore.
Well, I guess you just can't save them all, can you? And she pushes you. And you fall backwards on your chair. And you fall down. And you fall down. There's this darkness as you just keep falling, and you see these shapes, the runes that you've been studying, just flashing past your eyes. Nothing makes sense. And you are caught by some very big, burly, orcish arms. And as he sets you down, you recognize Damas standing over you.
Traitorous, backstabbing bastard, aren't you?
No, I'm...
You stole from me. I took you in. Not the lodge, and you stole from me.
It was an accident.
It's not an accident to betray your friends, thief.
And he pushes you. And you go falling backwards, but this time you're spinning over and over and over. You hear Osmark's voice.
We can save everyone! Yeah! Do you want to save everyone?
We need
to... Oh, but you can't. You're spinning out of control. You can't save everyone. Don't be ridiculous.
No, I need to.
And then you hear two other voices, your father and your mother.
He didn't save us.
Well, I guess we're not the people he's supposed to save.
I couldn't.
I guess we're not everyone to him.
I didn't have the time.
And he goes spinning again. And you fall and land on the ground. Your arms feel crumpled. Legs very, very weak. And just behind one of your ears, you just hear a voice you don't recognize. Just whisper,
Magic's dangerous. Don't do this. But then, if you don't do this, you will save everyone.
I will. I have to. I can't keep running away. This needs to end.
As you say, run away. As you say that, you find yourself in a bush. You see Crescent and Grishuk tied up. There is light all around you. You see Damas walking away. As he walks away, you hear him mutter,
Fuck me, you're a traitorous backstabbing bastard, aren't you?
And you see your two friends on the poles look at you. Didn't save us. And then hear Dachin's voice.
And that is entirely why I never bother to save you. You're as bad as a tiefling on a bouncy castle. And just as deflating.
I'm not.
No, of course you're not. Oh dear.
I'm gonna save them this time.
Well, your track record hasn't proved that so far, has it? I think your friends saved you, correct? That's how this works.
They saved Squash.
As you say that, the illusion around you shatters. You see Dachin standing next to you. And he looks down at you. You see him lift a hand as he goes to cast Finger of Death, the thing he was going to cast at Laffian when you stopped him.
I try to counter it.
Then I need you to make an Arcana roll.
That's a 17. That's a 14 on the dice, thank God.
Let me check what Finger of Death is. I think it's a level 8 spell.
Oh, no. It probably is.
It's not. It's a level 7.
Just made it.
Oh, God.
Just made it. As he points at you, as this energy goes to smack you into the chest, you just raise a hand and it just stops midair. And then you feel a very warm hand on your shoulder. And then they turn you around and she says, "What are you doing here?"
I need to stop him. I need to stop him to save everybody. I need to learn magic to save everybody.
Okay, well, I know that you need to learn some magics. I mean, you have to, because you have to do the whole, like, well, like, the people told me, and they were like, well, like, he's going to be doing, like, the spirit part, and I'm like, oh, Squash doesn't have any magic. That's just ridiculous.
That's why I'm learning it, so I can do the spirit part.
Wait. And she kind of, like drops to one knee and, looks you, like, square in the eyes, like, wait. You're really going to do this?
I have to. I can't save anybody like I am.
She looks sad. Everything around you changes again, and you're sitting kind of on top of the gentleman's dueling club. The sun is about to rise. The pair of you have done this a few times. She's just sitting there, and she says, "Okay. So, how... I mean, I'd like to help you if I could. I just don't know how. I mean, you're really far away and I don't really... I mean, I could send something to you. I mean, I could send you things. That would help. Or I could get a book to you. I mean, there is the book that Mia Dana writing.
No.
I could definitely send that to you. That would work, right?" And
it's not what? Your turn to help me.
But...
it's my turn to help you.
No, you know, you can't... Okay, like, Squash wouldn't do that. Like, Squash, you have to... if you're going to be in the stream, then you have to... like, you have to stick to the narrative, okay? Squash doesn't know enough about this stuff. He doesn't know what he's doing, and I need to help him. You can't just say you're going to have this under control, because that just gets me in a completely wrong place, and I need to not be in the wrong place right now. I need to be in control of this, okay? So just stop.
No.
She sits back. And then you realize that her face isn't as gentle as it normally is in a dream.
No.
Wait. Her eye goes wide. Wait, are you really here?
Wait. Squash kind of looks down at his hands and then looks back up. No, I'm dreaming.
No, I'm dreaming. You're the dream. I'm not the dream.
No, I took God's dream to study.
I took God's dream.
No, you're high.
that Superman thing? Sorry,
Spider-Man. Just...
Where are you? What are you doing right now?
Well, I'm dreaming.
What are you doing?
Okay, well, I'm the real me, like the where I am, like Grimsh, like whatever it is, like we are currently in Darkhammer Stronghold with a bunch of orcs and with a bunch of people from Kino and with all of the important players in Discord. I mean, apart from the four of you, because you guys are super important, but you're not there right now because you're doing a thing at somewhere else, and I don't actually have any idea where the hell you are at all. I mean, where are you? What's going on?
We're on a boat. We're going to Oh, fuck, the name of the island is stolen.
Geerta! You should be going to a place called Geerta!
We're going to Geerta. We believe that the first sentinel sat down there, and we're on a boat, and it's been awful, and I'm learning magic, and I'm gonna save you.
Wait. And she kind of puts both her hands up. You're taking God's dream, mm-hmm. and you're learning magic.
Yes.
Squash, no.
There it is. There it is.
Squash, yes.
No, Squash, no. Like, How? How? What? No, Squash.
I found your book.
You have to... Her eye goes like it kind of like half closes as she's like squinting at you like, you did what now?
I found your book. I found the book about the new way to learn magic. And I've been working on it, and it's working.
No. You see, Dana is supposed to have that book, not you. Well, Dana was going to go to my place and pick up all my things. But someone... See, she went there, and it was a flame.
Okay, so... You might have set a trap that is magic, and you may know uh-huh. that I'm really bad at magic, which we're working on.
You stole my book.
I replaced it because there was a fire? No, I stole it. That's absolutely right. I'm sorry.
Oh, Squash.
No, this is good. I can learn magic with this. And knowing this...
Well, I mean, it was the thing I was going to send you, so I can't really be that angry. That's the thing I was about going to ask Adana if she could send you, because if you're going to be learning magic, then that's the thing that you should have. But, Squash, you're doing... You need to not be doing God's dream while you do this. Wizards don't learn with drugs for a reason, Squash.
Because they have
it's
time.
It's dangerous. You have time. If you do this wrong, you're going to be useless to everyone. You cannot learn magic with drugs like this. You have to learn to do this properly, because you cannot do this trial of the spirit or whatever the hell it is that they're talking about if you are high out of your gourd.
I'm not going to be high. I just
need to concentrate, Squash. Squash, you're my friend. I don't want you to do this wrong. And it's not just the fact that I don't want anything to happen to you. The fact is that you're important in this thing. And if you fuck this up, we're all screwed.
Okay.
You can see that there's a lot of crackling of energy around her.
Okay. You're right. I can't fuck this up. I have to focus.
No. What of mine have you got?
I have your bag of holding, which includes a bunch of inks and stuff.
Oh, you stole my stuff!
There was a fire, and I saved a bunch of your stuff.
Stole a bunch of my stuff, Squash.
I did. If there hadn't been a fire, all of your stuff would be returned to you once you're done being an avatar.
If you hadn't have stole... And you see that she kind of like gets a slightly sad expression on her face when you say that. That's not gonna be a thing. Just make sure my stuff gets to Dana, okay? Like when you're done with it.
No, I'm giving it to you.
Maybe we could just bypass the middle person and just give it to Dana?
No, I'm giving it to you.
You notice that the crackling of the energy gets very intense. I think you need to leave now.
I know, but I am giving it back to you.
You need to leave now, because there's a reason I'm taking God's dream. It's because things go super weird when I'm dreaming about stuff, and this is getting to be one of those things, and you really need to leave before I do things that we will all regret, okay? You have to leave now.
I think Squash grabs her hand.
Oh.
As you grab her hand, you feel fire. As you look down, you see her wrist erupt in green fire, and she screams in your face, Squash, wake up!
Oh.
Do you wake up?
I think Squash wakes up, but he screams, I'm gonna save you. Like...
Okay, in that case, everyone on the boat can hear this. And Laffian, who is kind of awake, kind of meditating, you see a flash of green fire.
Like...
Squash.
Soul fire?
Yeah. Just that instant flash of green fire, and it just covers Squash from head to toe. Squash, in line with the big mechanical changes we're making for Squash, I'm de-leveling you.
And your soul is fucking gone now, apparently.
He is still standing. He is still there. you just feel intense something. You also take 2 levels of exhaustion.
Oh, Jesus. All right, and D level.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Being roused to that, Laffian's going to, like, rush over, but, like, stay just far enough away to not touch and just, Squash, Zoltana! Zoltana! Zoltana!
It's gonna be fine. I can do this.
Screaming for Zoltana.
Is this during the night or during the day?
This is during the night. This is like at 10 o'clock at night. Like Squash fell asleep with God's Dream reading a book on magic. Yeah.
So I'm totally awake.
Zoltana!
You would hear screaming and then you would hear like Laffian calling for you.
I'm gonna
this is waking everyone on the boat up.
I'm going to turn to the kobolds and be like, is Fazia there? Or are you asleep also? I can't remember
I'm asleep.
Okay.
Fazia would be awake. Well, like you have just been woken by screaming. Yeah.
I turn to the swolbolds and I'm like, Zoltana's me. I go. BRB. And then I'm going to like,
they both of them together, like tap their chest with their hands flat and just like do the like pushing out thing. They're like, yeah, we got you. Yeah.
I'm gonna run down to wherever Balance is screaming from, and I like burst in. I'm like, Balance, what?
He just gestures at Squash.
I have a feeling that Squash is reaching out to Balance. He's trying to grab him.
No.
It was just a momentary flash. The only one who saw this green flame would be Laffian, because everyone else was either asleep or they were up on deck or they were, like, you know, doing the woodworking.
Squash, how are you not... Zoltana, he and I was meditating and then there was a flash and there was Soulfire. You were covered in Soulfire. Don't touch him. How are you not in oblivion
Raw touches him. I take your temperature with the back of my hand because the front of it is bad.
No, Raw, why would you? Oh,
he
Lord.
He feels cold and clammy, but he seems fine. Other than being exhausted.
Okay.
He doesn't feel like he was on fire.
Fizia joins and looks him up and down and sees if he's all right.
You can take a medicine check if you like.
Yes.
It makes sense for your character.
I will. 21.
He is actually, like, looking him over, like, you can see from head to toe, he is clearly exhausted. He has gone through some sort of magical trauma. And as you kind of, like, look over the his arms where there are, like, 2 runes, you realize he's definitely suffering some sort of magical poisoning. And you would know it would be something from mixing, learning magic and drugs. Like, this is bad.
Demi's in Darkhammer Stronghold, and she has all the orcs with her. They're gonna save everybody. We're gonna save everybody.
Squash, you're not in any condition to be saving people when you're exploding in Soulfire like that out of nowhere.
That was just a dream.
If it's a dream, then how did I see it? I don't dream.
Oh, that's sad.
I think, yeah, Squash is like looking at his hand where the runes are, where this red, just like,
how do we make it to where you don't dream fire onto the boat?
What? Yeah, that's not safe, dude.
Is a magical poison, is that something I would know, what it entails? Does he need medicine?
On like a 21, from a medicine point of view, you could get it either through medicine or through Arcana. You would know that this is basically something that he just has to get over.
Oh, okay.
It's one of those, like, it's a self-inflicted thing. And yeah, there are things that you could give him to make it easier, but they would just kind of be slowing down and delaying the natural process of kind of just getting over this like magical issue that he has put upon himself. It's fairly common in newer magic users who don't have guides for them to do stupid shit like this.
And this is something caused by the God's Dream, right? Or like any kinds of drug?
You would know it's I'm going to say on the 21, you could probably pick up that this is God's dream. Yeah.
You've been taking drugs.
Yeah, oh my God, no. Not again.
No, it's just God's dream. It helps me fall asleep, but it helps me. I can study while I'm sleeping. I can keep training.
You're magically poisoned. You should not continue with this.
The book never mentioned that. Maybe that's in a later chapter. I'll get to it.
But not with the drugs. You have to cut down on the drugs. I'm prescribing this to you as the ship's surgeon. No more drugs until we reach Geata.
Okay. Fine. I'm sorry.
We need you at your full capacity, particularly with the storms that are coming up in the north.
There's more of them?
We don't know. There could be more. There could be monsters out at sea.
Okay. I'm sorry. Yes. I'm sorry. We don't have a lot of time. I'm sorry. I went too far. I'm sorry.
Squash, come take a walk with me real quick.
Okay. I'm sorry, Balance. I'm sorry, Laffian. I didn't mean to wake you up.
It's all right. I'm sorry I woke everyone else up.
Well, it's better to wake everyone up when there's a fire on ship.
That was Soulfire. I know Soulfire. I've seen it. I have seen visions. That was Soulfire, and you're still alive.
Rawl is gone.
Uh-oh.
Rawl's gonna minor illusion fire on Squash and just, like, chuckle at himself.
Is there something nearby I can throw at Rawl?
Yeah, absolutely. There is like a table covered in wax. There's a book. There's a chair.
I'm gonna take the book and I throw it at Rawl.
No!
I deflect missile.
Oh, no. You can chuck it back, I think. The damage you do would be way less than your catch capacity. So,
Pazea is also knocking off his hand, like if he's doing with his hand. Like, don't even joke about fire on the ship. This is not funny.
Squash, why was there
imaginary fire on you?
Why was there soul fire? Normal fire is something that spellcasters can do. Why was there soul fire?
I think that was an accident on Dami's behalf.
It had to have just been like the fire I'm making. It couldn't have been real.
That looked, and I assume felt,
it
that feels, felt very real.
It feels awful.
Very much so.
Is this a result of the magical poisoning, or was that specific? No. Okay.
Like, Soulfire is definitely not a result of that.
Okay.
Soulfire is something that only very, very, very powerful magic users could do.
I think that was an accident on Demi's behalf. I think I may have accidentally provoked that.
What did you do to provoke Demi to set you on fire with Soulfire?
How did she do Soulfire? She can do Soulfire.
Well, she's an avatar of Grumsh now.
I told her I was going to save her.
Zoltana kind of gets like a sad look on her face.
I think the last thing she's going to do before we fight there's going to be Soulfire at the fight.
That's not entirely surprising.
I have to learn more about it. I have to learn how to turn it off. And I have to learn how to survive it.
What if I could tell you how much time you have?
Him or Demi?
Demi.
That would be great. Then I can actually plan.
Okay. I'll try to find it.
How would you do that?
I saw Emma's hourglass the other day. I don't know how easy it is to do.
Her spectral hourglass?
Mm-hmm.
Are you really surprised anymore? Like, I, when we first met him, yes, but at this point, does that really surprise you?
You know what, Lavian? Not really. It's still shocking.
Okay, all right. Shocking maybe is... yes, shocking, surprising, no.
All right, yes. I need fresh air. I'm gonna go above deck. Up on deck. What's the lingo?
Yes, it's probably better to get up on deck. Go get some fresh air. I'm going back to bed. Bye.
Zoltana, do you want to talk to him? Maybe, and I'll...
Yeah, I have to go back above deck anyway. It's my watch.
All right. But, sorry to scare the shit out of everyone.
Hey, when one of our friends is on Soulfire, you're allowed to scream. Like, that's an actually super reasonable reaction to that.
But I'm not usually the one that has the panics like that. Normally, I'd be the calm, analytical one. I think it's being on this boat for so long. This is very confined and there's not a lot of diverse scenery. It's just all water.
Yeah, being locked up somewhere for a long period of time and not able to go anywhere is kind of sucking, huh? Duh.
Okay, all right.
It reminds me of prison.
The difference is, Altana, I had... Okay. Maybe this isn't...
I'm not saying it in a bad way.
No, he like pauses and he looks kind of like side-eye at Fazia and is like, sorry, could you give us a moment?
I already went back to bed.
Okay. Yeah, you look around like, can you... She's gone.
Okay. No, Zoltana, I think it's also partially just I'm not used to being on my own anymore.
Oh, like without Kythea?
Monarch, more so.
Oh, Monarch. That makes more sense.
When I was in prison, I had him at least, but like this is... Like, I know I have all of you. It's just, it's very... I don't know. I've been out of sorts ever since. It's different.
Zoltana is just going to kind of go over to Balance and just give him a hug.
Gives you like a pat on the back. Thank you.
Yeah. You know, you're going to be okay, Balance. I wish I had like message sending or something, because if I did, I'd like just pop into your head all the time so you wouldn't feel so alone.
But there's a mixture of amusement and slight horror on his face. I appreciate the thought.
But like, hey, listen, look on the bright side, right? You've had Monarch in your head for how long?
50 some odd years.
So you get to relearn who you are without Monarch in your head. That's kind of exciting. You get to find out like more about you as a person. Think of this as balance time.
Well, there's going to be a lot of soul searching. Kind of need to learn our true names.
Oh yeah, that too.
You all should be thinking about yours as well.
Listen, I got a lot to think about. You think about my true name for me.
Oh, that's going to be very difficult. There may be some biases thrown in there, Zoltana. I'm not going to lie.
Zoltana the short.
No, I don't think that's the first descriptor I'd use, Raul, but all right.
Zoltana the loud.
Zoltana the loud is a good... It's an apt... In a string of titles, loud is a good one to throw in there.
Zoltana the angry is the first thing that I think balance with.
Zoltana the stealthy.
Lord of Doors.
It's sarcasm names.
If Lord of Doors was my true name, I would like die. Okay.
Hey, so right, you can Zoltana. Make it part of your true name. We have some say in this.
Yeah, Zoltana kind of like pats you on the arm and says, "Listen, go back to meditating. You know, and if you ever feel lonely, I mean, you can talk to me or Raul or Squash. We might not live in your head, but you're never truly going to be alone again."
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm going to go take care of Squash. And then Zoltana's going to go up to the...
Let me know if you need to interrogate him. I'll take care of it.
No, it's good. It's good. You go back to sleep or whatever.
If there's one thing I'm good at, it's unfrying fried brains. Or vice versa sometimes.
It is a clear and starry night. The moon is beginning to wax. Is that the one where it gets bigger? It's getting bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because wax waves builds are up, still waning there. Is weakening.
Yeah.
Weakening.
Yeah, it's beginning to, like, you know, the waves are a lot less than they were. It's as calm as you're going to get out in the middle of the ocean. The two swobolds are just kind of like back and forth and up and down the rig.
When the moon hits your eyes like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
I'm going to walk over to Squash and kind of like, where is Squash?
I think Squash is standing like somewhere where he can kind of see over the side of the railings. And he's probably staring kind of at the horizon where the ocean meets the sky.
I'm going to
get
up next to you and, like, just kind of lean up against the railing looking out the same way as you and be like, hey.
Hey. Hey.
Rall is off not far, but, like, he's doing concentrating. He's concentrating on hourglasses.
Aw.
Okay.
But he's in the vicinity.
We'll get back to you in a minute then.
Not paying attention.
Yeah.
You okay?
No, I fucked up.
Well,
I made it worse again.
Listen, don't be too hard on yourself. You didn't know that taking God's dream with the magic was going to poison you.
I could have asked anybody. I just ran headlong into this.
Yeah, well, I mean, it wasn't smart, but you really care about Demi and you really want to save her. So you did the best that you could for, you know, obviously think a little bit more next time about things, but it just kind of shows that you have a lot of passion and heart. So don't be too hard on yourself, dude.
Thank you. I feel like I'm just stumbling from one bad decision to another. Like, am I ever going to make the right choice? Is it always just going to suck?
I've been there. It's sometimes you're going to make a lot of wrong choices because, you know, we're not gods. Well, most of us aren't.
And he does like a little fake bow.
Poor choice of words.
And, you know, even the gods aren't like 100% perfect, right? Like, there's no such thing as true perfection. So no one's going to make the right choices 100% of the time. And the thing to do is learn from when you make bad choices and think about those bad choices next time you want to make a choice. Instead of beating yourself up over something you already did. Like, you can't change the fact that you did this.
Okay. So, we're moving forward now.
Yeah. And listen, Squash. You are going to make great choices. Don't ever think you're only going to make bad choices for the rest of your life, because it's not true. I believe in you.
I want to get rid of the God's dream. Is that a good choice?
I think it is. You have it? You could throw it into the ocean right now.
There's like a little look of horror on Squash's face. It's like, oh, what? No, that's super expensive. but that he just kind of like, yeah, nope. That's old Squash. That's old Squash thinking. That's Squash thinking. You're right. And he reaches into one of the pockets of his cloak and he brings out 3 vials. 4 good luck.
you should make a wish on each of the vials you throw in.
Is this like the birthday candle thing where it doesn't come true if you say it out loud?
No, I think it strengthens it. I think it's like, I'm thinking like do a wish that's like a promise to yourself, because you're throwing out the thing that's bad for you. And every time you throw one into the ocean, say a wish out loud that you're going to make yourself accomplish that wish.
All right. Okay.
You're being witnessed by a goddess.
And your DM.
And your DM.
As the gods are my witness.
Wish on Rarunwa. He's a wish. Dragons are made of wishes.
Oh. Stop it.
You have Stop literally it. Met no. a wish.
A walking, talking wish.
A whole wish.
What are you promising / wishing?
All right. Squash grabs the first one. And as he chucks it, he just goes like, I promise to learn magic the right way. And then he chucks the vial out.
Okay.
You guys have to give me a second. Sultana kind of put me on the spot here.
Good job, Casey.
I'm not sorry.
You should be.
You should not be sorry. This is amazing.
Squash grabs the next one and he just kind of... I wish that we're all there together in the end. And he chucks the next one out. And I wish that I get a true chance, a real chance to save Demi. And he chucks the last one out.
Squash.
That one bursts into soul fire.
Well, as it hits the ocean, it explodes in fire.
Oh.
And you feel a magical presence behind you.
I turn around.
A half-orc version of Demi is standing there.
It's too soon.
She shrugs, and you see most of the orc just kind of go with it. You do notice that she's wearing something slightly different. She's wearing leathers, and she has a shield on one arm, a sword at her side. And she's wearing leather boots. I just wanted to check that you were alive. I didn't know if you were. I'm sorry.
I'm fine. Are you okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I have something for you. I messed up and I shouldn't have done the thing, but I was doing the thing because I don't want to sleep like the way, because it's really scary. And here's the thing. And she pulls out a satchel, like a very small one. And you hear the clinking of glass and the moving of liquid. Here. And she walks over and she drops to one knee and gives it to Squash. Hi, Sultana.
Hey, Demi. It's okay. How are you doing over there?
Well, I'm still here. It's all good. The things are happening, and yes, Akino and Discora, and there's talking, and it's really fun and exciting, and there's so many orcs, and I haven't been around orcs for a while, and this has been super good. So, but this bag is for you. I'm sorry, I get very easily distracted around. It's a bit more difficult with shoes on than it used to be.
What is this? Does Squash know what these vials are?
As you kind of like look inside, you realize that it's a satchel of ink. So I think the things you're using on your wrist are wrong, like the runes. I don't know how your magic is working. I don't really understand any of that because we don't have time to figure it out. But you're using the wrong ink.
Okay, this is the right ink.
Yes. Well, if you're using the book, I didn't mention not taking drugs because I didn't think that's a thing that you could do. But that does I should have realized I that's on me, and I'm really sorry about that. But the inks, they're different scores for the different runes.
Somebody.
Yeah, but I wasn't around. But here, and she kind of like pushes the ink at you and lets go of the bag. Mm. And different inks for different things. Just pay attention to the type of magic and then use the right ink, because using the wrong ink, like if you're using like normal ink, which I kind of think that you are, then that kind of like, it's not magical property in it. It doesn't like jive with the right thing that's going on. So you should not do that. And she pushes you away. Nope. Don't do that. That's real bad.
You're still in there.
Yeah. I'm mostly still here. I mean, like, you know, Grimsh is here too, like all the time. But yes, I'm still here. Anyway, so this is super awkward, and I'm gonna go. So I will catch most of you on the flip side. Please don't die, Sultana. You rock, and I will catch you later. I will. Bye,
bye, Demi. It was good to see you again.
You see her wrist do a thing, and she teleports away.
Squash, are you okay?
She wants me to do it. She wants me to learn the magic.
Demi always believed in you. Believes in you.
All right, let's do this the right way.
Hey, Squash.
Yeah.
I'm gonna kind of like grab Squash's hand and look him in the eye and go, I will help you in any way I can to save Demi.
As soon as I know what needs to be done, I'll ask.
Okay.
Thank you.
Of course. What are friends for?
Hello, and thank you for listening to another episode of The Lucky Die. We can only learn and move forward from our mistakes. And that is my intention now. Thank you for joining on my journey. I want to thank Travis, Thirsty, and David for their work on this episode. And I want to thank our most recent patron, Nick. If you want to join our Patreon, you can find it on the Patreon. We have a lot of fun tiers and a lot of interesting stuff on there. We have AMAs, we have just all kinds of stuff, and we post a lot of stuff there early. So, yeah, check that out if you're interested. So thank you for listening, and stick around for an ad from the Rolling on Fate guys. Yeah, thank you.
Join our adventurers as they discover how strange portals alter Revelheim.
Do you hear that, Amesley? Our Lord Paylor blesses us.
I didn't realize you worshipped a salesman.
Actually, Marion, I'm pretty sure this is an ad.
Rolling on Fate is an actual play D&D podcast.
D&D? I love death caps and dish rags. Nurtrude, what's a podcast?
It is an interdimensional sonic communication feed, Vanilla. Very simple.
Nortrude, are you indicating that we're in trouble? Bellius, did you hear that? I actually had a good one. Bellius.
You can find Rolling on Fate every other Wednesday wherever you download podcasts.
You mean podcasts.
Taylor! Anyone! I can't see! I think I'm stuck in one of those podcasts.
Rolling on Fate. Come see where the dice take us.
Hi, I'm Alexis Ohanian. You may know me as one of the co-founders of Reddit, but more recently, a large part of my identity is being a father to my two wonderful daughters. In my podcast, Business Dad, I'm hoping to open up the conversation about balancing careers and family. The one thing I constantly hear successful people say, without fail, is that they wish they'd spent more time with their kids. That's time no one can get back. So I decided to create Business Dad, to engage in the conversation about how we're spending our time now, providing a forum for successful dads to share their joys and challenges of being a working parent. You'll get to hear from a wide range of business dads, from Rainn Wilson and Guy Raz to Todd Carmichael and Shane Battier. And while this podcast will talk about business and will definitely be featuring dads, I think everyone can learn something from these incredible conversations as we unpack the expectations we all have about careers, relationships, and ourselves. Business Dad is available now, so be sure to listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.